Hey, Anchor. My name is Dana Edwards, and this is my first podcast on your Google app. Anchor, for me, the word, it resonates in my personal life spectrum association, a language list. I think when I was a little girl, I grew up on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera, and my first opera is called The Flying Dutchman, or Die Fliegende Holländer in German. And it's a Wagner opera. Wagner was Hitler's favorite. And it's about a dead sea captain. He's like from the ghost world, and there's skeletons on a pirate ship. And when I was little, I did a little devil dance on it with some kids. So there's about five of us in it, I think, in the 1980s. And then we come out into the light, and it's like we're the, you know, little child alchemical symbol of transformation. And the story is sort of sad. It's a love story where this woman falls in love with a man who's sort of from another world, from sort of a paranormal world, and he goes back into it. And I think she kills herself at the end. But the kids are a symbol of there's potential for transformation even in a dark reality, is how I kind of see it. And I also at the same time grew up in one of New York City's really nice Jewish temples, and my mother's Jewish and my dad isn't. It's called Road of Shalom, which means Pursuers of Peace, and it's a really pretty one. And, you know, Anchor and this opera that's about ghost pirates from an afterlife and being Hitler's favorite growing up in the Jewish temple. I think it's interesting with Hitler and Judaism, the connectivity. And I sang with a Jewish choir also at the time. And my dad was in the Marine Corps also before I was born. A Marine also can translate as like the ocean, and corpse is like a dead body. And the opera has a dead... dead people in the ocean. So all these parallels, you know, language is interesting. You can read it in lots of ways. I have a master's degree in mental health, and I got honors in unusual phenomenon, paranormal and alien phenomenon, and approaches with the DSM and working with populations that have had some experiences with this to try and keep them grounded, but also to acknowledge them with spiritual competency. And, you know, tons of creative people talk in tons of different heads when they're creating a film or an opera. And they're not mentally ill. They just can see reality in lots of different ways. And some people think that's magic to be able to even talk on so many different levels. And it's everywhere. And with artificial intelligence today, you know, Google, there are tons of grids where you can just use your head to your cell phone and it gives you, like, search engines from your thinking patterns. So, obviously, we're moving in another direction, the human race as a collective, and some will advance, and lots of people, unfortunately, will probably be killed and left behind in a dead sea or a dead pool by people that are criminals with these technologies. And some will go into the light and some will go into the dark, and maybe that's even eternal, and maybe that's all we even are, maybe that's all we ever were, and how do we know? It's just we're born into something and told, you know, this is what history is, this is the level of technology, when it really could be something that's eternal and just repeating in different realities. And nobody really will ever know unless they're a god of some kind that has been shown to gajillions of realities. So I think that's kind of what the human race is ultimately. And I'm excited to join your website, Anchor. And thanks for letting me ramble on my first podcast here spontaneously today. I just saw your app and I was like, I'll download that and ramble on it and see how it comes out. Okay, thanks, Anchor. Talk to you soon.